Can't get enough of Rebel Girls? Well, luckily, the Rebel Girls app is now completely free. That's right. You can listen to the entire library of goodnight stories for Rebel Girls ad-free. Plus, check out the app's cool features, like activities, trivia, custom playlists, and more. All parent-trusted and kids-safe. Find out more at rebelgirls.com/audio and download the Rebel Girls app today. Thanks for listening.
This egg cream is delicious. I wish the chocolate syrup inside wasn't so expensive. If you'd like to save some shekels and have some fun at the same time, make sure you tune into King of the Egg Cream, available wherever you get your podcasts.
Yep, it sure is, because every day is a holiday. Yep, that's right. I'm Clementine Holiday. My family owns a kind of fun, kind of weird party planning store in the mall, Hot Party Central. If you haven't heard, it's World Plumbing Day. Another holiday my dad takes way too seriously. So serious that my mom always takes a girls' weekend with her friends this time of year because Dad insists on going through the whole house checking the plumbing and pipes. And he always finds a problem where there really isn't one, then proceeds to make a wreck of the house. There's usually water spraying everywhere, followed by the basement and kitchen flooding. And last year, he even backed up every toilet in the house. Just thinking about the smell makes me want to barf. So yeah, my mom said going away for a few days this time each year saves her and my dad's marriage. She was kidding. Or maybe not. Oh, and I'm not staying here either. I'm having a girls' weekend too, at my best friend Sunny's house. I haven't seen her in so long. So long as in a few hours ago getting off the school bus. Me and my BFF are inseparable. I just love World Plumbing Day. Also, because I don't have to help Dad out at Party Central today. And probably tomorrow, too. Remember how I said my dad usually makes a wreck of the house? It's so bad that the fire department is usually called out, plus some real plumbers to fix what Dad broke. And then we end up not making it to Party Central. It happened 2 years in a row. And last year, when we finally got to Party Central, Dad tried to fix the plumbing in the back office. Water everywhere! So we had to shut down the store! Dad always says, if I wasn't the Red Dad party guy, I'd be the cool, hip plumbing guy. We all think he should stick to party supplies. Gonna head up to my room so I can pack for my girls' weekend at Sunny's house. And get away from all this noise so I can think straight. Plumbing is so important for our health, and it's the reason that our cities and towns are so clean. Our houses, too. Well, except my house on World Plumbing Day, thanks to my dad. And what would a national holiday be like if I didn't hit you with some cool fun facts? Did you know the very first system of pipes to carry water from one place to another was built in 2600 BC? Almost 5,000 years ago. And did you know that the first toilet flush was for the Queen's house at Richmond Palace in England? Yep, it was invented by Sir John Harrington in 1596, 428 years ago. Oh, and Dad loves to mention this fact. Although we don't really know if it's a fact, but history says that plumbing was so important to the world that Albert Einstein, one of the smartest people in the world, said if he could pick another career, he would become a plumber. But Mr. Einstein would have been a way better plumber than my dad. Whoa! What was that? That did not sound good. I'm gonna get out of here before the house floods and the fire department gets here. Again! Thanks for listening! And remember to celebrate every day, because every day is a holiday. Bye!
Do you like to laugh? Who am I kidding? Who doesn't like to laugh? So, okay, if you love to laugh, you'll love Don't Break the Rules. It's a hilarious comedy improv podcast where the voice actors make up their lines on the spot and try to be the only actor who doesn't break the rules. These talented actors are great at coming up with silly scenes and stories when they follow the rules for the episode. And it gets even sillier when they accidentally break the rules. The stories are guided by suggestions from kids like you, and the episodes feature laughs, burps, and the occasional unicorn. So if you'd like to giggle and play along, be sure to listen to Don't Break the Rules wherever you listen to podcasts.